play. They often told me stories that thrilled me day by day. They told me how he suffered and died on Calvary. And though I knew that it was true, I wanted now to see.
And he told me how he suffered and the truth, and see how he
Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. You may have heard that Deborah Mills' mother, Norma Lopez, has gone to be with the Lord. And there will be a memorial service commemorating her life on Monday, April 9th, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon here at the church. Attention young people, there will be a youth Bible study on Friday, April 6th. Pastor and Mrs. Tomlinson are expected to return from San Diego this evening, and you can call Pastor during the week if you have any questions regarding that April 6th. So also, call your attention to the insert in your bulletin and has some things that you may be very interested in. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled for this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled during the week and next Sunday. The Searching the Scriptures class, normally scheduled for 3:30 this afternoon, is canceled. Our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 22, verse 22. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise him. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let us begin our worship with hymn number 143, Rejoice, the Lord is King.
Oh,
continue our worship with hymn number 108, All Glory, Laud, and Honor. Sing hymn number 107, Hosanna, Loud Hosanna.
Standing for prayer. It's very emotional to speak to you this morning as I listen to you on March 11, 9,000 miles away from here, clear as can be, our church service. And I was able to convince some institutions who are learning English to broadcast. So we greet them as they connected us today. Let's praise the Lord in prayer. Father, we come into thy presence in the name of the most precious name we can have, the name of Jesus, our high priest, our intercessor, the one who paid for our sins and rose again and was accepted of the Father and now is our beloved. Thank you, Father, that we as Christians can trust our lives to you, that our soul is in the hands of our mighty God because of Jesus, our Savior. Thank you, Father. We as a church body pray, Lord, for our people and for those who are in need. And we pray for the Norma Lopez family and for the Mills family as Norma passed away into the presence of our mighty God. Thank you, Father, for the comfort that comes. It is painful. The absence is going to be there. that the presence of someone in our family in the hands of our mighty God testify to us that our faith is not in vain. Father, we also are thankful for Loretta Forrest, who always is waiting for that moment of the call to heaven. But meanwhile, she evangelized everybody coming around her bed. Thank you, Father. We pray for Jerry and Mary West, Lord, as they have their testings and their results, and we don't know them yet. But Father, we pray that you work in their life in Costa Rica. We thank you, Lord, for McDowell, for our brother Donald. How wonderful you have intervened in his life, and he feels much better. We pray for Anne Pareto, that she will feel strength and powerful. Lord, we are grateful, my wife and I, for the trip that we have made, some in pleasure, some in duties, to assist the family, especially my brother. And we thank you for the success. You were there every step of the way, and people were willing to listen. And so, Father, thank you that you made this difficult trip very easy and very wonderful to us. You are a remarkable and wonderful work. And Lord, I thank you for the rehab center in Pilar, Buenos Aires. They allow the Bible to be flow into the people who need assistance. The directors told me we gave them medicine, we gave them counseling with psychologists. Nothing worked. What looks like work is the Bible. Lord, we know that. And we thank you, Lord, that here is an institution, a hidden institution, who sees the impact of the Bible in the life of these young people, some of them 13 years old. And so, Father, I pray that you will keep that door open as Martha and Maria, the two ladies who teach them and labor with them, show them the scriptures, and the people are reading the scripture by themselves. Thank you, Father, that your word never returns empty to us. Now, Father, as we worship you, we are so grateful. And as a pastor here, I'm so grateful that the church is not built upon my name, but is built upon the name of Jesus, our Lord. And that the church continues, even though Raquel and I were away. That was our dream when we started the church 25 years ago. This is your church and not our church. And so, Father, I'm very happy that our work, as your scripture said, is not in vain. So bless us today as we celebrate the coming of Jesus into Jerusalem. And as we celebrate that beautiful word expressed by the people in the street, Hosanna. And so, Father, help us to understand it, and help that each one of us, as we leave this place, may have that word in our heart, Hosanna to the King. Thank you, Lord, for the support that your people do for the church. Thank you for the offering, and thank you for the giver. In Jesus' precious name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. You may be seated, please.
Please take your Bibles now and turn to the Gospel of Mark. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1094. We will be reading Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. And when they came nigh to Jerusalem, unto Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sendeth forth two of his disciples, and saith unto them, Go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as ye entered into it, ye shall find a colt tied, wherein never man sat. Loose him, and bring him. And if any man say unto you, Why do ye this? Say ye that the Lord hath need of him, and straightway he will send him hither. And they went their way, and found the colt tied by the door without, in a place where two ways met, and they loosed him. And certain of them that stood there said unto them, What do ye, loosing the colt? And they said unto them, Even as Jesus had commanded, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus, and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon him. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off the trees, and strewed them in the way. And they that went before, and they that followed, cried, saying, Hosanna! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David, that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he had looked round about upon all things, and now the eventide was come, he went out into Bethany with the 12. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you for all you have taught us through the Scriptures and caused us to believe all that is written. We thank you for the gift of faith and for the salvation that comes through the Lord Jesus Christ alone. Our trust is in him, for he alone has the words of life. We thank you for having rescued us from the vain philosophies of the world. To you alone be the glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for the safe return of Pastor and Mrs. Otero from Argentina. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him and guide him in his exposition of the Scriptures. Bless us here and those listening on the radio and internet and tape and CD that we may understand and apply personally the great truths of Scripture. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you please be seated?
I want you to know before we have our Bible study that something's happened here in town in an evangelistic way. in the way that I like it. So come on, Christopher, and tell us.
A thousand. Now, this box right here is ready to go. It has all of our information. It has information on how to be saved. It has scriptural references in it. And these are going out all over right now. We even have four businesses in Morgan Hill that carry these Bibles in their stores. Two of them are owned by very faithful Christians. One is called Sweet Retreat. It's an ice cream place. And man, the Bibles are going out. God is really blessing this evangelism. We also have Maria, who owns Image by Maria, and she also has Bibles in her store. And I'm encouraging every single one of you, if you have Christian friends who own businesses, if you know people who need Bibles, if you have the desire to give Bibles out to people, dear Lord, please do it. There are so many people out there who I've been able to talk to, and they need the Word of God. They don't have a Bible. I mean, think of what the Lord has done to you through the Bible, and consider that you can give the gift of the Bible for free. That'll show the grace, that'll show the love of God. So please, we do not have a lack of Bibles. You can take a box of Bibles. Please do so. You can take them right now. You can take them next week. Talk to your friends. Ask them if they know anybody. I have atheists giving Bibles out. Hallelujah.
I know that in my next trip to the rehab in Argentina, I'm going to take Chris. And, it's going to be cured immediately. What an enthusiasm. What an enthusiasm. The gospel. I knew Chris only when he was saved. And from time to time, he trying to share with me part of his life I don't want to hear. I just enjoy Chris as it is. A remarkable fellow who Jesus really is real to him. And so we are blessed in our church to have him here to disturb the city with the Bible. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you. That now we come to that book that Chris was mentioning, the Bible. And we thank you, Lord, that the world celebrates today the coming of Jesus into that beautiful city of Jerusalem. As we study the Scripture, may each one of us understand through the Holy Spirit the meaning of this Scripture to us. In Jesus we pray. Amen. What a difference 2,000 years make. Today in our schools in America, we cannot pray. Today in your work, you cannot even share the gospel and the testimony to somebody because that would be offensive and illegal. Today, the name Jesus in America is something religious and is not acceptable. But 2,000 years was not so. If you have your Bible, please open your Bible to the Gospel of John in chapter 12 and verse 19. Page 1166, if you are using the Bible that is placed for you in the pew. By the way, I'm using the same Bible myself because I have bigger letters, larger letters. And so for an old fellow, that's good to have it, all right? Chapter 12, verse 19. Listen carefully. Here's the story of today's message. Lazarus is resurrected. People see the witness. Jesus sits in Lazarus' home, have a dinner. And the Pharisees and the officials said, let's kill Lazarus and let's kill Jesus. By that time, Jesus, the next day, move on and goes into Jerusalem. And the Pharisees, the doctors of theology of his time, they were really upset. But look at the testimony. Chapter 12 in John Gospel, verse 19.
The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, "Perceive ye how ye prevailed nothing? Behold, the wool is gone after him." The wool is gone after Jesus. The entire population of Jerusalem is after the Lord Jesus. 2,000 years ago, that was real. And the enemies testify that the entire population of the city, whether they agree or disagree with him, they were after the Lord Jesus. Now I'm going to ask you to move your Bible to the previous gospel, the Gospel of Mark. So you have Luke, and then you have the Gospel of Mark. And page 1094, chapter 11. The people are after Jesus, and they are as screaming as they can with all their lungs after Jesus. Now the question is, what do they say? And if you look in the Bible, in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 11, and verse 10, you find what the people are saying about Jesus. A very interesting Hebrew word. Look at what they said. "Blessed be the kingdom of the Father David that cometh in the name of the Lord." And look at the word. Hosanna, which is a transliteration of the Greek word Hosanna, of the Hebrew word Hashem. Hosanna in the highest. Now, to you in America, 2,000 years ago, later, you maybe say, what that mean? Hosanna. What does it mean, Hosanna? Do you greet anybody by saying Hosanna to you? Maybe you have no idea what that word really means. But the population went after Jesus. Actually, the world has gone after Jesus, and they express this word, Hosanna, in the highest. So when I saw that word, I went into the Greek and into the Hebrew, and then the word comes clear as can be. But maybe we need to just pause for half hour to study to find what that word really means and what that word really means to you, which is the most important part of me speaking to you. All right? So you're ready for your Bible study. I love South America. They give me 2.5 hour for the sermon. 2.5 hour. And he said, just go through the book of James. Woo! Amazing. You know, it's like taking an exam. All right? All right. Number one, I want to guide you to the usage of the word in the New Testament. This word is used in the New Testament. And twice is used alone. Look at in Mark chapter 11 and verse 9. "And they that went before and they that follow cry, saying, Hosanna." No other comment, no other adverb, no other adjective. Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Now, another passage in John Gospel chapter 12. Remember, we've been there. In John Gospel chapter 12, page 1166. There in verse 13, also, the word is just used alone. No adjectives, no adverbs to follow to clarify. Look at what the Bible says. John Gospel chapter 12 and verse 13. "Took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cry, Hosanna." That's it. "Blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord." So, twice in the Bible, that word is used alone. Twice in the Bible is followed by the phrase, "the Son of David." Go with me to the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 21, please. And that will be page 1063. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, verse 9 and verse 15. Twice that word now is used attached to the phrase, "the Son of David." I'm reading verse 9. "And the multitude that went before
And that follow cries saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Now move your eyes to verse 15 on the same chapter. And when the chief priest and his scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased. So twice the word is used, Hosanna, and then twice is used, Hosanna, the Son of David. Now, twice also the word is used, and the sentence that follows is in the highest. Let's go back to the Gospel of Mark in chapter 11, page 1094, and look with me in verse 10 now. Gospel of Mark, chapter 11, in verse 10. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. Now, the Hebrew people were very familiar to the word in the highest. Alright, that means in heaven. And then, you saw that before. Go back to Matthew 21, please. And in Matthew 21, page 1063, and in verse 9, you have again the word Hosanna, followed by the sentence in the highest. And the multitude that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. There is no other place where the word Hosanna is used in the scripture. All occurrences of the word are in reference to the story of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. So that word Hosanna may have a very special meaning for the entrance of Jesus into the actual historical city of Jerusalem. It is no use in the scripture in any other place except in this condition. So I said, what is the meaning of the word? Well, all words comes, as you know, from the Assyrians, comes from the Iraq, or come from Iran, or come from the Hebrew, alright? That's how the vocabulary was developed. Now this word comes from the Hebrew. If you move your Bible, it's translated for you already in the Bible, in Psalm 118, page 702 in your Bible. In Psalm 118, in verse 25, the word is translated for you. In the Hebrew is the word Hosanna. Yasha. Yashana will be the son that when the people sing Hosanna. And look at how the English translated. Psalm 118 and verse 25. Save now. That's the word Yasha. Hosanna. They choose it to translate it in this word, and it's correct. Save now. This is the word save now is one word in the original. It's the root word. And it is the present continuous tense of the Hebrew expression. Save now. Save now, said here, verse 25. I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Save now. So that's the meaning. So when the people, now you can think for a moment, when the people were in Jerusalem, after Jesus left Bethany, and he's going up the hills into Jerusalem 2,000 feet high, and as he walked through the highways, and as the people put palms on his way, in a signature of kingship, then the people are saying, save now, save now. Amazing. Amazing. So how do we apply this word into our life? Well, let's see what the psalm really is saying. To whom was it applied? Say it now. Who is to whom they are calling for salvation. You're in Psalm 118, in page 703. Look at in verse 26, what the Bible says. Blessed be, here is a personal pronoun, third person. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. Blessed is he. So save now refers to he. Now the question is, who is he? Psalm 118, verse 22. Now please, look at this. The stone which the builders refused is become the head stone of the corner. In the Hebrew language, you have masculine and feminine words. Stone is masculine. He is masculine. He refers to the stone. So the question here, blessed is he that cometh, is blessed is the stone that is placed. Who is the stone then? Now we have to go to the New Testament. To the book of Acts, please. In chapter 4. The book of Acts, chapter 4, page 1184. And look with me, verse 10 and verse 11, in reference to that he, which is the stone. Acts, page 1184, in chapter 4, verse 10 and verse 11. Amazing enough, the Apostle Peter is speaking. The Apostle Peter. As you know, Acts is 1 to 10 Peter, 11 to 28 Paul. That's the way the book of Acts is divided. Now here's what Peter said. Verse 10. Be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucify, whom God raised from the dead, even by him, thus these men stand here before you whole. Now, listen to verse 11. This is the stone. You got it? This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the cornerstone. Now, the scripture then describes the word stone in reference to Christ Jesus. So when in Psalm 118 refers clearly the stone which the builders refuse is the Christ, the Messiah, which the Jewish people refuse. That's what the scripture is saying. And so therefore, what is the meaning? The meaning is this. It is an acclamation about the Messiah Jesus. When people say Hosanna, they are making an acclamation that the Messiah has come and now they have hope for salvation. So that's what they say clearly. Say we pray, they said. Say we pray. Because now they recognize, whether in the heart, in the mind, or just by word, they recognize that the scripture of Psalm 118, the prophetical meaning of that scripture is fulfilled in the walk of that man who walked in Jerusalem, toward Jerusalem, the Lord Jesus Christ. Save us, we pray, thee, O Messiah. In the world, there are two kinds of people. There are Jewish people and Gentiles people. Now, you may be Argentinian, Latin, you may be German, you may be from the Mayas, from the Aztecas, that is nothing to do with the scripture. The scripture divides the people in two sections, the Jewish people and the Gentiles people. All right? As the Iraqis and the Iranians divide the world in two sections, they who are believers and Satan, who we are, Satan to them. But the scripture divides the people in two sections, the Jewish people and the Gentile people. And so how are we to interpret these words? When the Jewish people were walking, when the Jewish people were saying Hosanna, what are they talking about? Are they saying, save us now as Jew? Or are they saying, save us now as Gentile? Now, because of the use of the word, remember what I did at the beginning?
I look in the Bible, the use of the word, how God used this word. Because of the use of the word, we can have a clear picture of what the word really means. So now we go into what in theology is called the interpretation of the word. We need to go back to Mark chapter 11 and verse 10, page 1094. There in the scripture, God is using a word never used in direct approach to the Jewish people. And I'm going to show you the first time that God used it, the Jewish people was a professor of theology. He was shocked that God say that. So I'm going to show you. Look at in Mark 11 and in verse 10. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David. They cannot in the name of the Lord. Now, what did they say? Hosanna in the highest. Save us now in the highest. Save us now from above. Save us now from above. Did that sound a ring to you? Yes, indeed. If you move your Bible to the Gospel of John in chapter 3, we find a talk between Jesus and a professor of theology. And he was shocked. Did Jesus say that? The Bible says in John 3:3, page 1150. Look at what the Bible says. John 3:3, page 1150. Remember, Jesus is talking to a man by the name Nicodemus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, or be born from above, again in Greek is above you, be born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. So Jesus is talking in a broad sense. He's not saying except a Jew, look at this, except a man, anthropos. Except mankind is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. Now, what Satan has done about this is interesting. He's got created religion. And so, in America, we bought Satan's lie. We need to respect all religion. But religion is not what God's talking about. You need to be born from above. I mean, from God. And so God is narrow. He wrote one book only, the Bible. He do not wrote any other book whatsoever. And so when we share the Bible with people and say, God said, God has a name, Jehovah. It is not Allah. Say, well, but we are all religions. But God don't save you by religion. God save you from above. And so here is the condition. Hosanna in the highest. God, in His mercy, even though it was not yet the dispensation of the Gentiles until the cross, even though in His mercy, He's saying, the Gentiles, you and me, also can be saved through Him. It's not through anybody else. It's not through a religion, even though you are honest, and even though you want to be kind, and you want to do the best you can, this is not acceptable. The only sacrifice that God accepts is Christ's sacrifice. The cross of Calvary is not just a symbol to wear in the chest and gold. It is to wear in the heart by belief. Because He really saves. The people say, Hosanna in the highest. They saw Jesus and they relate Him to the highest. That is the word, the highest word you can use in the Greek language to express the highest place. Solomon, in Hebrew you cannot do it. And so Solomon in 1 Kings, remember 8:27 said, how come if the heavens or heavens or heavens cannot contain God, how come my house will contain it? Hebrew language is so simple, which all are speaking, it's so simple and it's clear. And so God, to get the Gentiles into the picture, He said, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Maybe the Jewish people over there, they say it because God put those words in their mouth, because they don't relate to that. They relate to David, to Abraham. If you talk to a Jew,
he will say right away, my father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And they're correct. But our Father is in heaven. Remember when Jesus prayed, our Heavenly Father. We went above Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and we are in the presence of the very God. Why? Because Jesus is Hosanna in the highest. He is the one who came from heaven. Some people think that by doing good works, and they're honest on it, and by doing the best they can, in the rehabilitation center, a 14-year-old boy told me this story of his life. In grammar school, at 6 years old, somebody was waiting on the street, on the corner, with candies for the young people. And they give candies. Those candies were infected with gauze. By the age 12, they need those candies. So I started stealing from my mother. Stealing from people. At the beginning, the candies cost 1 peso, then 2 pesos, then 10 pesos. And nothing will stop me unless I have that candy every day. Until I got caught by the police. And in Argentina, they give you an option. Either you go to a rehabilitation center where your parents pay, or you go to jail where you suffer for the rest of your life. And so here I am, he said. And he called me with no hope. And I said, that's right. You have no hope. This place with the beautiful horses and the nice dogs and the nice area that you're going to be here for a year and a half with no help here. You are here forced by military, by an army to get up in the morning, to do this, to do the other, but you do the mechanism because there is a guy with a machine gun here at the door. This will not help you until your heart said, it's over. And he said, hell, I'm just a man. Wow. I thought I had 90% of the way done. I'm just a man. Usually, mankind don't say that. Usually, mankind said, we have a solution. We have this, and we have the other. And when the director said to me, we have medicine, we have counsel, we have doctors, nothing can help except that book, the Bible, because we saw some people change. I was encouraged to say to this boy, now I'm going to give you a medicine free. I'm going to leave my Bible with you. And you read it. Where do I start it? In Genesis 1. And you finish in Revelation 22. And then you start it again. And one day that Bible will flash into your heart by the will of God. And then you will see where you cannot see it now. You know what he said? He said, but it has to be from heaven. From earth, nothing can help me. That boy was almost ready. Almost ready. And I left my Bible. And you know, my friend, you maybe try hundreds of ways to get to God. Mankind have created a religion. Some call it Catholic religion. Others call it Protestant religion. Others call it Muslim. Mankind has created all kinds of things. But God has given us His Word and the Holy Spirit to revive us when we come to believe in the Hosanna from above. There is no other person. In Argentina, I found a guy who said, I'm Jesus. And I said, you're Jesus. And he didn't know the Bible. And he was Jesus. And he was collecting a lot of money. Because people have needs. People have needs. The greatest need of your life is not your car, it's not your house. The greatest need of your life is your soul. And the only person that can heal that soul is that Hosanna in the highest, for the Gentiles. Now, what are you going to do with the Jewish people? Please move your Bible to Matthew 21. God is so good that He reached both sides of the aisle, the Gentiles and the Jew. In Matthew 21 and in verse 9, look at what God said. He moves on and He says, and the multitude that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Now, if somebody said to you, save me now, Son of David, you said, well, what do you mean, Son of David? What are you talking about? All right, you need to know a little bit of prophecy. If you go back in the Bible to the book of 2 Samuel, page 377, 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 13, then you're going to know why the scripture says twice, Hosanna, son of David. 2 Samuel, chapter 7, verse 12 and verse 13. And when thy days be fulfilled, God is talking to David, King David, when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which seed singular, no seeds, but seed singular, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom, and he shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. So God is saying in the prophecy that when David die, God will raise one seed out of David, one seed, and that seed will be the kingdom of God forever. And he will be King of kings and glory and glory. Who is that seed? Go back to Matthew chapter 1 and verse 1, please. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 1. And right there in verse 1, in Matthew chapter 1, page 1037, you find the answer, all right? Matthew chapter 1 and verse 1. The book of the generations of Jesus Christ, what is it? The Son of David. The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the Son of David. Jewish people, you don't have to look for the Messiah to come. He already did. It's called the Son of David. And the birth, Matthew chapter 1 and Luke chapter 2 are the birth certificate of Jesus. One from his father, another from his mother line. And in this birth certificate, God clearly said to us that he is a direct line to David, which qualify in the scripture to fulfill the prophecy. There is no other person in the Bible. Peter is not a direct line of David. Paul is not a direct line of David. That's why we believe that Jesus is our high priest, because he is the only one that qualifies the requirements of the scripture. Is not that outstanding? And so we have in the world two divisions, the Jewish people and the Gentile people. And God is smiling. He sent one who can heal both of them. The Son of David, the King of kings, and the one who is from the highest. Don't look for anybody else. Don't look for someone else coming up. Please, please, believe me, this book will not lie. This book will not say one thing today and another thing tomorrow. This book is to heal you if you believe it. Just reading the book without believing is getting information on it. And I notice a lot of people who want to argue with me in South America about all kinds of crazy doctrines, and they know the scripture. They only read the scripture. But the one who believe it, you notice. I have the privilege to see with a blind person who I knew years back, 40 years back, as an individual, the most evil person can be in the sense of relating to God. So much that that person told me, you know, said, one time I was so mad, I went to my bathroom in my home, I got a small shortwave radio, turn it on, and here I hear this guy preaching. And he was saying great things, but at the end said, you have heard the voice of Gabriel Otero. So I think that he's related to us, he said. She said, boy, I hate that he believed in God. When I looked to this blind lady, and she's smiling. In my new life, she said, when the Word of God shines into my heart, oh, I wish, she said, Raquel's mother will know me now, she said. I thought that she was heady because each time I visit her, she tells me about Jesus. Now that maybe happened to you. But listen, if you are a Jew, Jesus is the only one you can believe. He died for your sin. If you are a Gentile, Jesus is the only one to die for your sin, because he said that from the highest. So what the world say today? Don't talk about Jesus. That's what the world said. what the world said 2,000 years ago, Hosanna to the Son of David, Hosanna to the King. Now my question to you is this, what do you say today? What do you say today? Is Jesus your Hosanna? Is Jesus your Hosanna? Ask God to give you that faith that you don't have. No one of us has faith from the beginning. That God is merciful. He grants to us that faith. Whether you are a Jew or a Gentile, we all qualify because of the mercy of God, not because of us. Don't be rebellious to God. Don't ruin your life when you hear the word. Like God said in Hebrews chapter 3, don't harden your heart when you hear the exhortation. May God give you the grace to believe. He already has shared His mercy. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that the scriptures are so clear. Thank you, Father, that the information from your word is so deep and profound. Thank you, Lord, that whatever we need to believe is there. But Father, we confess to you that we are a dead soul walking. And unless we have a sparkle of the Spirit of God, we cannot believe. And so, Father, I pray that whether people here in the auditorium, there in the radio, there in the internet, then in the CD ministry or tape ministry, whether they are listening, Lord, I pray that in your mercy you will grant them the faith to believe so that they too may become children of the living God, the King of Israel, Jesus our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.